The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Dharma holder Alan Richardson.
Don't think good. Don't think evil. That's really hard, isn't it? It's hard for me. We're acculturated, and maybe we're even predisposed, I don't know, to think in terms of these opposites, self and other, in-group, out-group. I really like this. I don't like this at all. Us and them. Good and evil. And pretty much always aligning the good with us and the evil with them. It's always been this way, and yet it seems to be getting more intensely so over the past 20 years, more and more each year, getting frightening even. These oppositions of good and evil, reversible, of course. Each side thinks they're the good ones, and the other are evil in American political and social life and all over the globe. And this is nothing new, as I said. Ming clearly is a person who believes in good and evil. This has motivated him to chase Wei Nong for all these months, fueled his conviction that he needs to take the robe and bowl away from this upstart who can't possibly be, just can't be the real successor of their common teacher, Hongren. And when he catches up to Wei Nong and has his change of heart and asks Wei Nong to teach him, Wei Nong tells him before the teaching, or as a part of it, don't think good, don't think evil. As though he is saying to Ming, if you want to cross this threshold and taste this, what you see here, you can't bring your notions of good and evil with you. You're going to have to leave them behind. And Ming apparently does. And he sweats and cries and trembles and has this experience of what we might call the absolute, of being in a realm that is not marked by these dualities, these oppositions. This, I will confess, I find very attractive. I'm quite drawn to the non-dual. And sometimes tempted to want to stay there all the time and give up notions of good and evil altogether. I had a colleague at Boston College who taught Buddhism in the theology department and was a practicing Buddhist in the Tibetan tradition himself and became a Tibetan American Lama while he was at BC, that is a fully transmitted teacher in his tradition. And I heard him say once at a seminar he was giving, yeah, I can't name anything or anyone or any action evil, because as soon as I've named evil, I've brought evil into the world. I have become implicated in evil. And I found that really persuasive, and I admire his rigorously non-dualistic approach. But it doesn't really work that way for us in Zen. Because we are constantly reminding ourselves, emptiness is also form. And in the form world, I think sometimes we need to point to and confront evil. In the sutra service this morning, we even pointed to our own propensity to create evil all evil karma ever created by me. So, yeah. So, half an hour later, don't think good, don't think evil. So maybe both ways of being in the world, maybe both perspectives, maybe both minds are possible. And we don't choose one over the other. If we did, when we read the story of Wei Nong and Ming, we might be tempted to say, well, you know, if we're really beyond good and evil, Ming could have been in the right. You know, right, wrong, good, evil. In a different version, Ming takes the robe and somebody else gets to be the sixth ancestor. But I don't think we want to read it that way. Wei Nong is the successor of Hongren. Wei Nong is the one that's going to give the Zen tradition to all of us. He's the last of the Zen ancestors who's the ancestor of every living Zen teacher throughout the world. Ming, with his delusive certainty, sometimes when we talk about the three poisons, greed, anger, and ignorance, we translate ignorance as false certainty or delusive certainty. And Ming, in his delusive certainty, has become quite aggressive. And I expect that when he reached the top of Dayu Peak, he was pretty scary. I met this big ex-general with his face red with exertion and anger and conviction. I can almost feel the heat coming off of him. And pointing to evil and acknowledging it and confronting it doesn't mean becoming evil. It doesn't mean necessarily opposing evil with evil. Let's hope not. Or we're doomed to be on this seesaw where, you know, they're up and we're down, and now we're up and they're down, and oops, they're up now and we're down. This is what happens when anger confronts anger, when hatred confronts hatred, when evil confronts evil. And something else I admire about my friend from BC, John, is that he is a dedicated and effective advocate for and teacher of nonviolence. And it strikes me that Wei Nong's response to this scary guy, Ming, is a nonviolent response. He doesn't pick up his heavy walking staff and say, bring it on. He says, this robe represents the Dharma that we both take refuge in. It's not something to fight about. Yeah, here it is. Take it. Take it if you need to. Very striking, very inspiring. And clearly, Ming is struck and inspired. And his heart starts to open up. And he's able to make this amazing transition from this angry, self-righteous person of right and wrong to someone who can taste how very differently it can be. So an example maybe for us now in these difficult times and in maybe the more difficult times to come, to be able to point to evil and confront it if necessary, but also to maintain a sense of compassion, of what our tradition, our Mahayana Buddhist tradition, calls great compassion, that doesn't exclude anybody, any being, people, as David said, people, animals, grasses, and so on. And this story, to me, of Wei Nong is a story of great compassion. And it's Wei Nong's compassion that makes it its conclusion, in which Wei Nong is no longer under threat of attack and Ming has a huge opening. It's his compassion that makes that possible. So my hope is that we can continue to cultivate this compassion together and bring it with us into whatever happens next. And what about right now? What should we do now? My encouragement for myself, which I am sharing with you now, is to sit the rest of this Sesshin with as open a heart as I can, and with great gratitude that I can be part of this long weekend community of people brought together by love and compassion and not by a common enemy. Thank you.